Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in Southern California. I am where I've been this entire year, right in our Southern California-based studios. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, so we've done our three interviews. I've got a lot more I still want to get to, but I do have open phone lines. This is the time to call 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. If you're joining us late, the crew has changed up on this Thursday. Rit is running the board. Expertly done so far, Garrett. Not as good as you think, but expertly done. That's not easy. The big head, the prodigal head is back. James Kelly, because Alvin DeLauro is at home on Thursdays. So I've convinced James Kelly to come in. That does not mean that we will not get his picks tomorrow. We might. Adam Hawk is in the back row. Got some reaction. Hit us up. In fact, you got to get through not Adam Hawk, but James Kelly to get on the air. That might be tougher. 1-800-636-8686. Kevin in the Coachella Valley tweets, Cam Newton, Slam Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, Fig Newton, it doesn't matter. 27-24 Raiders. Unwore a dork with cat tattoos, bringing up another man's clothing choices. Wore the only nation, Raider Nation. You see, this is why the NFL is better when the Raiders are good. We get content like that. He's got Raiders 27-24. Vegas has got Raiders plus 6. The big head says he just saw 5 as well. Hey, Rome, John Gruden has got to stop putting an emphasis on foot.
He's a great football player.
It really gets me going. Regards, Rex Ryan, JP in Riverside.
He's a great football player. He's a football player. This guy's a football player. He can play anywhere on the football
I know,
field.
I know you're proud of yourself, Rit. If Alvin were here, he would have gone with Wes Weckler's montage about Rex Ryan's feet. I know you're like, hey, man, I got this. I'm on this football. It's all right. It's not your fault.
Everybody's putting their best foot forward. Can't just stick your toe in the water, you know. You got your foot up in the air and want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's a great player. He's got great feet. We've had some younger players really step up this year. You know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet. You know, you're putting your best foot forward out there and making it happen. Just us going out there and being good little foot soldiers, you definitely have to be on your toes.
Think how amazing. Count it. Finally. Think how amazing that was, though. Not only that he went on that rant, that he did that. I mean, that's hilarious. But that he did it as a member of the Patriots. That's not part of the Patriot way. None of those guys say anything ever. And Wes Welker went there, which was incredible. It was awesome. We once bought a horse from Wes Welker, believe it or not. True story. A good horse, a nice horse, an expensive horse. He had more horse than we had when we bought it from him. He got the better of that deal, I think. But she was good. Then again, he was benched for the first series. Way to bring the hammer down, Hood. You know that privately Belichick thought that was the funniest thing ever. Because it was. Hey, Rome. I am so high right now. And those Chucky sound bites had me rolling. Play more. Look at a guy like that. You imagine somebody literally hitting me up with, hey, Rome, I am so high right now. Play more of the Chucky sound bites. All right, let me ask you something. Two parts. Are you high? And how high? Three parts. Are you high right now? I'm not condoning or endorsing in any way. I'm just asking. Are you high? And if so, how high? And then if you are, do you find this amusing?
Derek used my wife's name in one of his audibles. She's still trying to figure out why Cindy Gruden came up during the game. I got to look into that. So I don't know what he's been up to at the line of scrimmage, but better keep my wife out of it from now on.
It's a good point. He did audible out of something with Cindy Gruden, Tiger Woods.
Hey, Cindy Gruden, Tiger Woods.
Cindy Gruden, Tiger Woods. How about that for an audible?
How about that for an audible? I don't know, man. If I were John Gruden and I heard my quarterback do that, first of all, knowing Gruden, it depends on whether or not there was positive gains on the play. He's probably fine with it if it moved the chains. He'd probably be more fine with it if he had said something like, Cindy Gruden, AC Green. I take that back. I like AC Green. I've always liked AC Green. That was uncalled for by me. I retract that. 1 for 3 C1 tweets. How could Gruden not care about Star Wars movies? I've seen them 1,481 times. Signed, John in Syracuse. Let's go to Syracuse. John.
I haven't got much to get to here, but 40 times watching a rock band is nothing compared to 1,481. That is the number of times I've watched Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6.
1,481? Are you serious?
Seriously. 1,482 if I count watching episode 6 last night.
Hey, John, how often do you watch this thing? Like every single day, 3 times a day? How could you get to 1,481?
Figure out when those movies came out, Jim. The first one in 1978. What is it now, 2008? Do the math. It doesn't take that long to add up to that much, especially when you have no social life. I don't do social life. I stay inside and just keep my nose clean.
I mean, you can keep your nose clean and still go outside. All right, so you're asking me to do the math, right? All right, so you've seen the movies 1,481 times. Help me with this math. How many times have you had sex? You like that? You like that, Ritt? Mike and LFK tweets, I don't give a damn about Star Wars. Signed, guys who like to hang out with women, see? All right, anyway. 1-800-636-8686. Per usual. Another brand new episode of the Jim Rohn Podcast is live right now. Per usual, I will ask that you not listen to it right now. Listen to it after the program. Listen to it on your commute. If you're in the train, on the train, in your car, at the gym, at the beach responsibly, wherever you are. My guest this week is an all-time jungle favorite, Steve Smith Sr. Now, I've been rocking this side hustle pod for a long time now. I remember the first meeting I had with management about my pod. I remember what our plan was. And here we are. Here the bleep we are, 3 years and 144 episodes later, to be exact. And all I can say is this is the first time where the conversation I thought that I might have was not the conversation I ended up having. Let me stop right there for a minute. In terms of interviewing people, it's really important when you do interviews to listen to the person you're talking to, not to show up with some questions and then wait for the person to stop talking and then ask the next question on the list. It's important to listen to what they're saying, and then oftentimes you follow them around. And then your interview becomes, quote, a conversation, and it's good. So when I say that it was not necessarily the conversation that I thought that I would have, I understand that a lot of them aren't, but this was really different in that regard. And I say that knowing who I'm talking to, right? Steve Smith. Like, you never know what you're going to get with Steve Smith. And I mean that in the best way possible, because he's just that interesting. He's just that different. And he changes and evolves and grows. I've talked to Steve Smith for years. And if I go several months or a year or more without talking to him, it's like he's always a different guy the next time I talk to him. And I mean that in the most interesting way possible. So when I say to you, I had a conversation with him that I did not expect, that should tell you something. I've never really seen a guy quite like Steve Smith on the field or off it. And while you know that I do not play favorites, Steve Smith Sr. is and always has been one of my favorite athletes ever for a lot of different reasons. He's a 16-year vet, a 5-time Pro Bowler, a 3-time All-Pro, a former Comeback Player of the Year, a single-season receptions leader, all great numbers. Yet we didn't talk about really any of that. We barely talked about football. And it's because, and despite that fact, it was one of my favorite conversations. I know I'm hammering this point. Great, Rome. You love the conversation. What the hell would you guys talk about? Everything. Anything and everything, because I just kind of followed him around as he took me on this hour-long tour through his current and former life off the field. And it was great. Starting with how he has adjusted to working from home. So many of us can relate to that. I asked him, Steve, what is it like doing your job from home?
It's really hard to transition from laying in bed with my wife, sleeping, snoring, and then I get up and I walk into my office, turn on the lights, turn on the home cam, and I'm doing work. And another 10 feet over, my wife is cooking breakfast for the kids and I can smell it. You know, it's kind of different. And sometimes it's hard to adjust. And it doesn't feel like I'm really working because I was literally laying down 25, 30 steps from where I'm working right now. You know, it's just awkward.
I love that. It's just awkward. How many of you know exactly what he's talking about, right? Working from the same spot where the bacon is frying up, your kids are climbing all over you, and you've only taken a few steps away from where you just rolled out of the rack. It is different. Or as he expertly said, it's awkward. But he did also tell me that he loves it, and it's brought him closer to his family than he's ever been. He also told me about another thing that he thought that he hated, that he has grown to love, that has taken place during this pandemic.
You know, my wife is like, hey, let's go hiking. And I'm like, man, I'm Steve Smith. And I ain't trying to hike, right? I didn't even have hiking shoes. Like, the first time we went, I was literally had some Air Force Ones or some J's to figure out which one I use.
Right.
And I realized, like, man, you know, I'm walking around and I'm a little out of breath, like the altitude. And I was really enjoying it. Just the clean air, the fresh water, just seeing all the animals. It was really enlightening to me because it was one of those things where they say, don't knock it till you try it. But I knocked it all the time because I never tried it. And I was just being stereotyped. I'm like, man, I'm a black dude with tattoos from the inner city of L.A., 126 in Avalon, bro. Like, we don't hike. But damn it, I'm a hiking fool right now. It really opened my eyes. And then you start seeing what this stuff offers. And I really realized how I was selling things short.
I don't know what I like best about that. When he starts off by saying, my wife says, let's go for a hike. And he's like, man, I'm Steve Smith. Quote, man, I'm a black dude with tattoos from the inner city of L.A. We don't hike, bro. But damn it, I'm a hiking fool right now. What an all-time line. I love it because I myself have turned into a hiking fool right about now. So I know what he means about selling it short without knowing exactly what it was. And then you get outside and then you fall in love with being outside and seeing the animals and breathing some fresh air. There is something to it. I did it yesterday. So I know exactly what Steve Smith is talking about. But Steve Smith was not just happy to hike around to his local spots. My man wants to take that outdoor act and build upon it. He wants to take that act on the road, and he wants to do it as soon as he possibly can.
When things go back to normal, I'm not going to sit on the sideline and say, well, I really want to do this. I've told her, and she's told me, we're going to do it. Like, I think we're going to rent an RV when school is up and just, like, go on an RV tour for a month. And just kind of just say, screw it. Let's go see Moab. Let's go to Utah, Zion, National Park, Yellowstone, to see some of these places that we've kind of procrastinated and said we'll get to it. We know now there might not be a get to it. So we're going to do it, and we're going to rent an RV, and we're just going to hit the road, man, for a month and see how it goes and figure it out. Have I ever drove an RV? Hell no. I've never drove an RV. But you know what? I'd rather figure it out and learn and say we did it and experience and have those memories than to keep saying I woulda, shoulda, coulda.
This guy, man, this is what I mean. What other athlete could I bring on and talk to for an hour about nothing relating to sports and have that much fun and have it be that interesting? Very, very few people. I mean, there's so much to love in that clip. In fact, you would think that he and I have nothing in common, but that's something else we have in common. We both thought that hiking was a big waste of time, and now we both love it. He just said, have I ever driven an RV? Hell no.
Have I ever driven an RV? Hell no.
So once back in the day, I bought my father-in-law an RV. The condition was that I never actually step into it. Fact. I told this to Janet because Janet, and I've shared this story, Janet grew up camping. Janet and her family loved the camp. If you were to say to me, what about you, Rome? You camp? I'm Jim Rome, man. I grew up in the valley, in the suburbs. No, I don't camp. No interest. But Janet and her family loved to camp. And Janet's father, Lynn, is like one of the great men of all time. Served this country. Was in the World War. Incredibly courageous man. Beautiful guy. Like the nicest person I've ever met. Her dad, who passed away late 90s or in his late 90s. Man, they loved to camp. They loved to fish. They loved to camp. They loved to kick rocks down by the river. They love it all. So I bought, and her dad had this old camper. I bought her dad an RV. And I was so proud and so happy, but I made it very clear to her and her family, I will do this. And nobody asked me to, and they try to talk me out of it. But I'm like, as long as I never step foot in that thing. So Steve Smith and I have more in common than you think. I mean, I love that part about him channeling his inner Gardner Minshew and road tripping the country in an RV. And then the more profound realization that nothing in life is promised. There might not be a get to. And that you have to do the things you've always wanted to do, because we've all learned this year that anything and everything can be ripped from us at a moment's notice. There might not be a get to, as he points out. He's on that seize the day vibe. I'm with him. But he's not just looking forward. He's also got this highly tuned perspective about where he's been, where he came from. And it led him to a place in his life where he knows he has to give back the way he was once given to.
I grew up on 126 in Avalon. We were on food stamps. We were dirt poor. There is no way in Hades that I am going to live the rest of my days with what I've been given and just live in a gated community and say, bump everybody else, and that's not my problem. Because if a stranger did not give money to the University of Utah, and they put that in an endowment and invest it and make that to where that scholarship took care of Stevon Smith Sr. Well, without doing that, if I don't do it, then what about the person who did it for me? So that's why, I believe it's what I experienced. And then when I got out, I didn't get out and become selfish and stingy. I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing someone did for me. Give me a hope. Give me a dream. Give me an opportunity.
Steve Smith. You heard him say it. If some stranger did not donate that money to Utah for the scholarship that he ended up earning, he would not be here. His opportunity was built in part from the generosity of somebody he never even met. And it changed his life. So now he's going to do the same thing for the next Steve Smith. And right now he and his wife have two scholarships that do exactly for kids what that endowment did for him back in 99. He's paying it forward. He's paying it back. He's going full circle. So I asked him, you mentioned a number of times what it was like to grow up where you grew up, but then what do? Like, you want to get out, but you certainly do not want to forget where you're from, nor pay respect to those who helped you get here. So what's it like to have to separate yourself from not your past, but parts of your past to maintain the life that you've worked so hard to build? And he admitted that can be difficult at times.
There are some people back home that I just don't fool with, and they're upset about that. But at the end of the day, there are some friends and there are some folks and family that what they're doing, and the father and the husband I am and the man, I can't associate with that. You know, as they say, birds of a feather flock together. So being associated with you ultimately gets me put in jail because I'm hanging around you at the wrong time. Like, I can't explain to my wife, hey, babe, you know, we've got this great life, but yeah, I just wanted to be hood. So, you know, I f***ed up our life. So, hey, we'll be okay, though. Like, that doesn't work. You get no do-overs. And what example am I to my children if I'm telling them one thing and I'm bullshit and backsliding behind their back? So there are some friends that I just can't do it.
How good is that? I mean, sure, you might say, yeah, Rome, that's pretty obvious. But no, how good is that? Because I'm sure that's not easy when people you grew up with are saying, hey, man, how come? Why won't you? Why can't we hang out? Why can't we do these things? And his point is, yeah, well, if I'm not doing these things, but I'm hanging out with you and you are doing those things and I get arrested, how do I explain that to my wife? And how do I keep telling my kids one thing but then do another? I mean, that this is only part of this conversation. That's Steve Smith Sr. and almost no football at all in that conversation. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, we could have done all football and it would have been great. I just played for you less than 5 minutes of actual audio from a podcast that runs more than 1 hour. There was an hour of that. It is so good. You want to go to iTunes or Google Play or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or JimRome.com. Or if you're one of those people who's like, man, I don't like podcasts. I don't get podcasts. I don't know where to find podcasts. Hey, that was pretty cool, Rome. All right, I'll give it a spin. Just go to JimRome.com or go to my Twitter feed. The link to get to it is pinned to the very top. I've got 144 of these episodes, but not too many like that one. That's one of my all-time favorites.
89, bottom line.
89, bottom line, man. My man is so good.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
So make sure you look for that. 1-800-636-8686. I got a preview. Tonight's game, TNF. Thursday football. We talked about it earlier this week. I want to reset it. Big head, you hit that yet? Have you hit that yet? The big head's not there yet. I have not hit that game yet. I mean, can we really watch Thursday night football and not get down? To quote the guy with the big head and the deep voice, no chance. Coming right back. XR4TI doing a nice job today. Rit running the Death Star. To my right, James Kelly answering your calls. Adam Hawk behind him. D-Dub living large. And I'm the pimp in the box. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
There to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger for the ones who get it done. It is Thursday. You know what that means? Time for all of us, you degenerates, to get ready for your football fix tonight. And looky here, what do we got? We've got the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Miami Dolphins. Nope, that's not exactly what that is. Like I said yesterday, this is not the Jags v. Dolphins. This is the Facial Hair Bowl. Gardner, Flint, Beowulf, Minshew, the second, versus Rubik's Cube, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the kid v. the vet, year two, V year 16. But really, when you want to get right down to it, it's the stash V the beard. Which is better? And yes, I understand that football is not a quarterback versus quarterback straight up sport. There are 53 dudes on each sideline. 11 on 11 on the field. Everybody plays a part in these contests. But tonight, honestly, it really is about who plays better. Either the beard, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or, quote, patches, Beowulf Minshew. I mean, listen, straight up, if you want to get into the matchup and you want to break it down, let's get into the matchup and break it down. Because straight up, both team secondaries are playing like, well, what's the word I'm reaching for? There's a word for it. What's that word? I don't know. Rachel, help me out. It's harsh. But it's accurate. So if you ask me, tonight it's going to come down to who can cover whom. On the one side, you've got that Dolphins secondary. Now, this offseason, Miami's front office invested mightily in their DBs, and they took some swings. They made Byron Jones the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. They drafted Noah Igbinoghene in the first round. Jones got hurt last week. He will not play tonight. The rookie has struggled. Expect the great Beowulf to attack them early and often. And as much as everybody made you want to believe that the Jags roster was in fact on par with the, well, 2019 Dolphins, it's not. It really is not close to being that bad. They've actually got some talent and some guys who care and some guys with pride and Minshew. And Minshew's got dudes around him. DJ Chark, a little bit banged up right now, but it looks like he will go tonight. He's nice. He gives the mustache man a legit wideout.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Oh, easy. Even a number one wideout, possibly. I'm telling you, the kid can be a beast. He's not the only young dude who's got some pop for the Jags. They've got a few really nice rookies in James Robinson in the backfield. A guy went undrafted, but went for over 100 yards on the ground against the Titans D last week. Laviska Shenault, a jack of all trades. You'll see him lined up outside, even in the backfield, next to that beautiful Fu Manchu. Now, what about Team Beard? Team Beard Ryan Fitzpatrick. What about his offense? Like Minshew, you better respect, Minshew said it himself, you better respect your elders. And the Jags D better have put the proper respect on the face Blizzard's name and the game plan on how to stop this guy, because Fitz bounces back better than almost anybody I've ever seen. And he did bounce back from that rough week one. Fired up his chainsaw against a tough-ass Bills secondary, and he carved them. And considering Jonnu Smith went for a career day against these Jags, you have to expect a heavy dose of Mike Gesicki tonight. And Devontae Parker, he's good too. Not Mike Thomas good like he thinks he is, but pretty damn good. And newsflash, this Jags secondary is not Buffalo. Far from it.
Far from it. Far from that.
The Jags secondary in the past. In the past year alone has lost Jalen Ramsey, AJ Bouye, Ronnie Harrison. The Jags secondary has shown the effects of losing Jalen Ramsey, AJ Bouye, Ronnie Harrison. That's code for they're not good. They're not good. Ryan Tannehill was damn near perfect against them last week. 4 touchdowns, no INTs, and a rating of 145.7. So like I said yesterday, it's not really Dolphins v. Jags. It's Team Beard or Team Stash. Who you got? I couldn't be more jacked. The last line that I looked at had Jags -3. Which way you leaning, big head? Which way you leaning? I don't know if I want to give you up because we're not officially on the record with it. You want to go on the record with that or no? Big head says he's going Miami +3. I don't always go the way he goes. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I'm on the fence. I'm going to get down. I definitely will hit something. I'm not watching a Thursday night game without a little bit of side action going on. I just haven't decided yet. James Kelly, the big head, 3-1-1 last week, is going Dolphins +3. Shut up, Britt. Once and for all, we're going to find out what is the better look. Kickoff for the facial hair bowl is at 8:20 Eastern. Who you got? Who you got? The beard or the stash? In the meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Garrett, that is your name, right? Garrett. Dude, Alvin didn't talk to me for like 7 years. It wasn't until he had worked here 8 years before he addressed me. And you literally are trying to talk to me when I'm on the air. Just push the buttons, bro. All you have to do is get that airplane up and get that airplane down. I will handle the rest. All right, one last segment. I've got thoughts on Adam Gase that I've not gotten to. I have phone lines which are open. Get up in here. Take advantage. Up all night. All right, then. So I've got last segment. And we can do whatever the hell we want with this segment. Especially me. It's my show. Jared in Wisconsin wants in. He made it. Something tells me the Dolphins have not forgotten about that 62-7 stomping they took in the 99 playoffs. Yeah, but who amongst them was around then that is still around right now that is carrying that with them? Yeah, I'm sure they haven't forgotten about it. I just don't know if that's going to benefit them this evening on a nondescript Thursday night game. Mike in LFK tweets, you asked who was high. I'm high as a giraffe's ass, Rome. All right. I guess that guy is. Jesse G tweets, hey, Rit, when Rome says so high, you play Cypress Hill, just so you know. Rit's got this. That kind of works its way back to the band sometimes when we do that. They've been known to participate on the program. They've been known to participate in the lettuce and the program. I like those guys. Hey, Jim. My wife Cindy's name only comes up on Monday nights, too. Regards, polygamy husband.
Derek used my wife's name in one of his audibles. She's still trying to figure out why Cindy Gruden came up during the game.
Polygamy smack. Mike in Buffalo, quote, helping him. Hey, Mike, how is your really moronic polygamy smack helping him? In what way is that helping him? And who's him? Helping whom? It's not helping me. And as far as you're concerned, Mike, I'm the only one that matters right now. And even if it weren't me, even if you were able to point to, even if you could point to, quote, Twitter or the JTP or any form of social, yeah, Rome, maybe you don't think it's funny, but all of these people over here do. Nobody does, Mike. Take polygamy smack out of your toolbox. Nobody thinks that's funny. If you're good enough, you can play. Hey, Romy, we are Team Beard. I did ask, are you Team Beard or are you Team Stash? We are Team Beard. Regards, hipster, IPA, D-bag. Geoff and Lincoln. Wore Ike taking off his toupee and gluing it to his chin. I don't know. Like, I'd have to check in with hipster, IPA, D-bag. But isn't that guy generally more Stash than Beard? I don't know, Hawk, you tell me. You're hipster IPA D-bag. Are you more Stash or Beard? I would ask you, but we're not on TV this hour, so I don't know. Or I could just look through the glass. All right, so something that's come up of late. Remember not that long ago where Jerome in Houston was a breath of fresh air? Remember when Jerome in Houston would call the program and get racked and get a golden ticket? Remember when Jerome in Houston did what I ask all of you to do? Make it better. It was not that long ago. My man was on a heater. Could do no wrong. But then, like anything in sports, baseball, golf especially, you can get into a slump. And then it gets in your head. Or your mechanics get messed up. Or you drink and then you call. Whatever it was, it did not go well. It has not gone well. Remember, it was Bella B who glossed Jerome Slurome. It was the aforementioned Chris in Southeast Wisconsin who got into it with Jerome. And then all of a sudden, things were not going well for Jerome. My man, I think you know deep down, Jerome, how I feel about you. You know I like you a lot. But you've been on a bad run. And you can't keep calling the show and have things like what happened last time you called happen on the show. So this needs to be a good phone call, Jerome, before I take this. I'm just putting you on notice. This needs to go well, or we're going to have to take a little break. All right? So before I pick you up, ask yourself, am I prepared for this? Do I want this? Is this going to be a good experience? Am I going to elevate the conversation? Am I going to make it better? Or is it going to be Slarome 2.0, and is it going to end badly for me? I'm giving you a moment to think this through. All right, he's still there. Let's give it a shot. Because in the midst of these jungle beefs, everybody deserves a chance to respond. And people have taken their run at Jerome. Let's go to Houston. Jerome, my man, how you feeling?
I'm doing good, Vance Mack. Thanks for the vine. Speaking of on a bad run, got some little furry little creatures and furry big creatures in Southeast Wisconsin twice since he laid foot there. Even the milking cows had to run through the door and bust out of their fences first. Bust out the ballers.
That's not a good call. No. I don't even understand.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that
like,
call.
He not sounded lucid. He sounded lucid. Sounded like he was ready to roll. Sounded like he was definitely motivated. But the call quality, that's never been a problem with his phone. Like, you know what happened? He was sober, but his phone got blasted. He was sober, but his phone got drunk. I don't even understand what that is. We've never had a problem with his phone line. That's weird. That's not what I expected. Like, I thought that he might get run, but not for that. So now we don't even know. All of that, too, and that run-up I gave him. James Kelly said that he sounded fine when he called. Yeah, but he doesn't move, though, right? He's stationary. Isn't he in the house? Or is he working and driving? Got to get to a huge call momentarily. The guy that he was responding to is going to be the huge call. Huge call is brought to you by Grainger. Grainger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. You want to visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger for the ones who get it done. He was trying to respond to this guy, Chris in Southeast Wisconsin. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Jim, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, dude. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Say, I just wanted to touch on a topic real quick today for you and the clones. I'm so glad to hear you give Tyler Hero, a.k.a. the Boy Wonder, some tick on your show. In spite of that geriatric hillbilly in the Houston area, referencing Southeastern Wisco as a bunch of losers, which I will address in more detail at a later date, I'm glad that the nation and the world now was introduced to Tyler Hero on the NBA's biggest stage. Jim, Hero comes from a small Division II high school in southeastern Wisco. He has played against the best players in the nation since he was a sophomore in high school, and despite being double and triple teamed during his ascent to the top, he dominated and never backed down. As an original commit to the University of Wisconsin and an overlooked four-star high school prospect, late in the recruiting process, Coach Cal made an appearance in southeastern Wisco to personally offer Hero every high school basketball player's dream, a full ride to UK. When he accepted, legions of dirtbag social media clowns immediately took a run at the then 17-year-old kid, sending him death threats on Twitter and wishing harm to him and his family. This did not rattle the battle-hardened southeastern Wisco prodigy. It motivated him, Jim. Imagine if he had buckled to the pressure and stayed home to play at UW. Chances are he'd be living in some cramped dorm, going to classes online, and ordering Jimmy John sandwiches every day. Although UW is a great school, I think for a young man with aspirations to play in the NBA, it was smart to go play for Coach Cal and be pushed to the max. It maxed Tyler's potential, and he parlayed that into a lottery pick, making millions living and playing in Miami and doling out buckets by the bunches against the best players in the world. And all the bitter Madison and Wisco degenerates that didn't support our very own and spewed such disgusting hatred, get some, boys. Hero is on his way to being a star at 20 years old. Let it sink in and continue to marinate in your bitterness. Your lives are not changing. His has.
This guy is already in. Like, he's been racked 8 times in a row. And the general reaction to Jerome's call is, quote, Rome. That was Jerome's best call ever. So we'll see. My thanks to Jonnu Smith, Titans tight end. Doc Holliday, head football coach at Marshall. Shaq Barrett, Tampa Bay Bucks linebacker. Mike Sarfour-TI. James Kelly, thanks for coming in today. Good job, bro. Garrett Ritt, nice job behind the board.
Finally.
Adam Hawk, nice job keeping that crew together.